Okay, hearing none. As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are more interested in the AMRON emergency protocol, please visit AMRON.com website. This is week 249 of the AMRON Net on GMRS in Southern Oregon. AMRON stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it is important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you right here in Southern Oregon when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the AMRON Channel 3 project, and that is off the repeaters, not using any repeater, because the repeaters may be down or used for other purposes. So we may still have Channel 3, and that's important for you guys to know all about that, and we're here to teach you that. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of the net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, please visit our website at www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com. And that gives you local information as well as the yearly check-in page, a lot of forms and things you can read about right here, about radio and the history and where it came to be. And I want to thank Ron for helping keep that website, Ron and Doug, for the website, and keep all these pages running for us. That's a good deal. Stand by. We have a great group of people here, whether you're a net control operator or giving your time and equipment, setting up web pages, making sure things work. That's what we do, and we're good at it. So good job, guys. All right, for any AMRON or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on our websites, and to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email, comes out on Mondays, please email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Once again, that is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Okay, we are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. So if you're an adult and you're new to this and you have your GMRS license and you have children in the household, they are more than welcome to learn how to talk on the radio and check in with your call sign. That's a good thing about GMRS, is it's family style, so it covers your entire household for 10 years on one call sign. And you just put your name behind it and you're good to go. So remember, the only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Stand by. All right, the AMRON Net Word of the Week is to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is very important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. That's when we are tried. The word is a Bible verse. You do not have to repeat it at check-in if you choose not to. And to save time, please, it's not open for discussion. Thanks, folks. So get ready to write this down. The net word of the week is the same as last week, which is Nahum 1:7. I say that again. That word of the week is Nahum 1:7. And I spell that N-A-H-U-M and figures 1:7.